from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, welcome in. It's another Saturday. We've got a lot to get to. And I am saying when it comes to providing hope for what we are dealing with, this insufferable coronavirus, you're not going to find any place else on your radio dial or on your television tonight that's going to give you more hope than what you're going to hear. Because in the next 45 minutes alone, we will have three of the most successful doctors dealing the most level of success in their own prescribing of things for coronavirus that you're going to find in America, including the number one guy who's treated nearly 1,000 people and hasn't lost one of them yet. Dr. Zev Zelenko, Dr. Richard Price, Dr. Bill Grace will all be with us this hour. Plus, Mike Lindell went to the White House, made a very short, brief set of comments from the Rose Garden, and all you-know-what broke loose on Twitter afterwards. Why did that happen? He will be here to tell us the story firsthand. Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us. But I want you to turn your attention to a discussion with Dr. Vladimir Zelenko to get started. This happened yesterday.
We want to ensure that doctors have the ability to prescribe these medicines. We've given the proper guidance so that decisions, educated decisions, can be made that are supported by the science and also protective of patients who require those drugs.
That's the governor of Michigan, who has had to retrace her steps on the entire idea of hydroxychloroquine and the treatments that, to be candid, doctors were saying before she decided to ban the use in her state, kind of absurdly. She's not a physician. She doesn't know what she's doing in terms of medical treatment, but she went ahead and banned their use anyway, as did the governor of Nevada, who, as far as I know, still has that ban in place, and other places. Even Governor Murphy in New Jersey has attempted to threaten doctors if they decide to use hydroxychloroquine in their COVID-19 treatment. But what about doctors that have actually used it? We spoke earlier this week with Dr. Bill Grace, who is very familiar with the usages being administered in New York City. But let me turn to someone whose story I featured on this broadcast. It was about a week ago. Dr. Zev Vladimir Zelenko, who is the primary physician, board certified, and longtime physician to a community called Kiryas Joel, a New York village of about 35,000 Hasidic Jews. And Dr. Zelenko joins us now. Doctor, thank you for being with us. I appreciate your time, and I know it's got to be very valuable because you're busy treating patients nonstop.
Thank you so much for having me, but I feel this is very important, so
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, there's a new poll that's out today of a global community of doctors. About 6,200 doctors have been surveyed, of which some United States doctors were included, that rated the number, the favorability of the treatments that they are applying to the COVID cases that they're seeing globally. And the hydroxychloroquine, along with azithromycin, is the number one cocktail that they are saying is having the best effect. Doctor, you were saying this weeks ago. Why has it taken the world to this long to catch up?
So let me explain something to you. The whole world has been focusing on increasing hospital capacity, ICU bed capacity, and respirator capacity,
right,
which is important. But no one has been focusing on treatments in the outpatient setting that will mitigate and prevent patients from ending up in the hospital. And that was really concerning me, because I serve a community that's of 35,000 people within a square mile. And I knew that when it hits, it's going to hit
hard and fast, everybody, as they say. You're right.
Right. And what do primary care doctors have right now? A patient comes in, you diagnose them, you tell them, okay, go home, take some Tylenol, drink fluids. And if you get into respiratory distress, go to the hospital, and you get intubated, and you end up in ICU. Unfortunately, first of all, we don't have any more respirators available, at least where I am, and there's no ICU beds. So if someone gets into respiratory distress, they're dead. So I wasn't satisfied with that. I did my research. on I scoured the world's responses, like in South Korea what they did, and in France what they did. I put together a hybrid regimen, which I'll explain later, and I started administering it to my patients, but not every patient, the high-risk patient, which I can define also. And let me give you my numbers so you should understand. I saw 911 patients that were diagnosed with the coronavirus or suspected of having the coronavirus. The reason why I say that is because I ran out of tests. So after doing a few hundred tests and having a positive rate of 65% or so, I began to see the patterns of this infection. I ran out of the tests, so I had to make clinical decisions based on how the patient looks and their symptoms, whether or not I think they have the coronavirus. So out of those patients, I identified 911 patients. I only treated 350 of them with a regimen, and because I stratified them into the high risk group, which means over the age of 60, anyone with chronic medical problems, anyone that's immunosuppressed, or anyone who has shortness of breath or just looks terrible in my office.
Right.
And the reason why I wanted to treat this group, because depending on which country you look at, the mortality death rate is between 5 to 10%. So I identified 350 patients and I initiated treatment immediately in the outpatient setting. This is very important. This needs to be stressed again. I'll say it again. I initiated treatment in my office and gave people prescriptions to go to the pharmacy to get medication and take it at home. That's important. Here are my outcomes. 0 people dead. 3 people on a ventilator, and fortunately, 1 is already off the ventilator. 6 patients admitted with bacterial pneumonia for IV antibiotics, and 2 already went home. Let me tell you what was the expected death rate. Out of those 350 patients, let's assume the lowest rate of 5%. So I would have had 17 dead patients and a multiple of that on a respirator.
Right.
My results were 0 dead, 3 in a respirator, and 6 admitted for IV antibiotics.
And by the way, these results matched the same stuff that Dr. Raoult came to in the south of France, and the South Korean numbers that they were posting.
But they were treating inpatients. This is a very important distinction that I'm trying to...
Right, because you're preventing the actual hospitalization in most
exactly.
of the cases.
And I'll tell you why. Hydroxychloroquine has 2 unique mechanisms. One is very important in the ICU setting, and one is much more important in the outpatient setting. In the ICU setting, it prevents or minimizes what's called the cytokine storm, which leads to ARDS, or acute respiratory distress syndrome, which people get intubated with a 50% mortality rate.
Right.
But in the outpatient setting, I'm exploiting something else. Hydroxychloroquine is a drug that opens a channel in the cell membrane, allows for zinc to go from outside the cell to inside the cell. And that's very important because the virus is inside the cell and it's using the cell's machinery to reproduce.
Right.
And zinc interrupts that. So the whole issue is that zinc has trouble getting into the cell, and hydroxychloroquine basically allows for more zinc to get into the cell and be more effective in killing the virus. This is a very important concept that no one has been stressing, and I'm stressing it, and it needs to be exploited in the outpatient setting because we can reduce admissions by 90%. But even if we reduce by 50%, that would be a significant benefit to society.
It would be huge. Yeah. Well, and you're also using the Z-Pak portion of the cocktail when they have secondary bacterial infections. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct. I'm using, first of all, Z-Pak is a misnomer because that's a dose regimen of azithromycin. I use azithromycin 500 milligrams once a day for 5 days. That is not a Z-Pak. That's a higher dose.
Okay.
It's important to, number one. Number two, if anyone is symptomatic, I right away start with azithromycin, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc, all 3. And the reason why I do that is because the antibiotic is there, like you said, to prevent secondary bacterial infections. I do not want to wait until a patient has it. I rather
Gotcha.
Give it early, because the main complication of these viral infections is that they damage the lungs, and then bacteria could superinfect and cause pneumonias, and that's why patients end up in the hospital.
Well, doctor, you've taken a little bit of heat for being outspoken and for doing what you've done, but I've watched from afar, and I'm very grateful for the fact that you did speak up, because I think it was the success of your research coupled with a lot of others that are kind of seen as voices in the wilderness that eventually gathered enough steam and notice to actually put some of these governors and other people that had been banning this treatment back on their heels a little bit. And it looks like now we're actually going to get enough doses of hydroxychloroquine. I think 9 pharmaceuticals are going to make up to 250 million doses before the middle of this month, which is going to be a huge help. Dr. Zelenko, thank you for what you're doing. Our prayers go with you and your community. We continue to hope for the very best, and please keep doing everything you can.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, that's just one of the 3 esteemed medical doctors we've got on the show for you tonight to give you a little bit of hope in terms of the coronavirus. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live from New York. Stay with us. Kevin McCullough, have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape, and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, 2 premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500, or online at Lord's Diamonds.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, Radio and Live from New York. Glad you're with us. Part of the last 3 weeks that we've been doing this special Corona coverage on Radio Night Live, the main goal has been to give you hope, which is also the voice of what one of the doctors we spoke with this week, Dr. Richard Price, was all about. In fact, it's his main mission. Take a listen.
Where did it come from? I think we all understand where it came from. And President Xi understands that. We don't have to make a big deal out of it. We didn't like the fact that they said it came from our soldiers, and they haven't pursued that.
That was the president yesterday. Very interesting response to that question that he was asked about where the virus came from. He's obviously not trying to poke a stick back in the eye of Mr. Xi right now. And there's some dissatisfaction with that approach on different levels. There's some people that are going to not be happy no matter what he does. But welcome into the Thursday edition. We've got a lot to get to. And we've got so much to discuss in this hour. Speaking of China, Kelsey Bowler is going to be with us in a little while. And what she has to report on, Bloomberg actually reported on yesterday. She's echoing that report. But we now know for certain that they have doctored the numbers of cases and deaths. It's nowhere near what they are saying that it is. It is much worse. And we'll get into that with Kelsey Bowler before we're done. But I'm eager to bring my next guest to the microphone because, as you know, we have been talking to doctors for the last 3 weeks, almost on a daily basis, with a variety of different methodologies and treatments and real success in having some hope to view this crisis from. In fact, one of the things I think this broadcast is uniquely done has been pointing to the good news that's been coming out on a regular basis. So when another controlled study was published overnight, like there was on the chloroquine front, I made sure that we had that posted up on Twitter. And this is actually going to be one of those studies that even Dr. Fauci is going to like because it did the blind controlled group methodology that he wanted to see. Now, it's pretty small, but it is going to satisfy that for him. And we are still awaiting feedback on the New York trials that began last Tuesday. So we're a week and a half into those trials now. I'm hoping that we will have some data on those soon. But my next guest is Dr. Richard Lewis Price. He is Yale, Columbia, and Temple University educated. He is a diplomat on the board of psychiatry and neurology. He's also a professor at Weill Cornell Medical College and New York Presbyterian Hospital. He practices in Rockland and Orange counties. And of course, that's where these hotspots have really been. And he's here to encourage us with an outlook on this that may be a little bit out of the box and where we've been. Dr. Price, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's great to have you.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So, Dr. Price, you have a lot of, besides your medical degree, you also have degrees in psychiatry. Are we missing something on the whole mental health front of how we're going about dealing with this disease as say, a country, for example?
Right. So I know Dr. Fauci is working heavily with his team looking at the infectious disease component, but we also have to consider the deep psychological component of the disease itself and also the economic impact, which also plays into the psychological welfare of both individuals and the country as a whole.
Sure.
The American people, the American spirit will not be able to just keep being pushed off another 2 weeks, another month indefinitely. And at some point you get to the tipping piece where you really have to start changing the messaging, but you have to ground it in science. And the way I've been following the story, I read every single study that comes across my desk, that comes across my phone. This is the way I personally cope with it, by being extremely informed and well-read and talking to people and really keeping apprised of everything that's going on at every level, the economic, the psychological, the infectious disease piece, the policy piece, so that I can really share that with my patients and give them the hope that they need to make it through each day. So in talking to lots of people, I guess I now have a little bit of a platform maybe to reach some more people and share with them both the science and the mental health piece and how that we can bring this to a quicker resolution than I think what we're doing now.
Well, and let's talk, let's drill down on that specifically, because, you know, the estimates were at least a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 to 9 months. I think that if you were to say that to some people today, there would be immediate concern for the welfare of people, because there are some that, Dr. Price, that have given their entire life to their local business, to their family business, to the efforts that they engage themselves with, that if you tell them that they have to be separated from that for another 3, 6, 9 months, it really is going to become a much bigger psychological issue, a psychiatric issue, than just the pure ability to, I guess, survive, you know, from a medical and a biological standpoint.
Yeah, for sure. So I think we can pursue many tracks at the same time. So while we're doing the shelter in place many places around the country, and we're trying not to overwhelm the emergency rooms, we can be pursuing other avenues simultaneously that will get people back to work and restore hope. And all of these can be grounded in science and studies and evidence. And
what are a couple of the ideas?
Okay. So first of all, it's very nice that we have these rapid viral tests so we can see who's currently infected at the moment and who's not currently infected at the moment. But there are tests available that haven't yet been FDA approved yet, and I would love to know where that stands and get some hopeful news on that, that can tell us if we have early antibodies, meaning we're still infectious, or we've developed late antibodies, which means we are now ostensibly immune, like as if we've been vaccinated. Those people who have the late antibodies already can't infect anyone and can't be infected. They can go back to work.
Well, and
great news for them. Home tests, 15-minute tests, where you can look like a pregnancy test, positive, negative. These are tests that exist that need FDA approval.
Is it also true, Dr. Price, that if they have the late antibodies, that that's the basis of what the plasma treatment is probably going to be able to take advantage of?
And that's a perfect segue to my next point. There are probably many millions of people who've been exposed who have late antibodies, who are either asymptomatic or minimally symptomatic, who could be donors for all our sick, vulnerable people. Donors of plasma, convalescent plasma, to help them out. So not only can they get back to work and take off the protective equipment and get out of their shelters, get out of their holes, but they can help the most vulnerable among us with their very plasma.
What do we need to do to get that going?
It's going. I mean, there are companies, you know, private industry, capitalism. There's companies that have developed these tests. They need to be FDA approved. I would just like to know the answer to that question. Maybe that could come up in a press conference. Where do we stand on the serologic testing? The home kits, the point of care kits, they exist. Where are they?
That is certainly a question worth asking, and if I have the opportunity to get that to the right people, I will do that personally, Dr. Price.
But that's a message of hope that can get us out of our shelters, take off the protective equipment, and get people back to work, and also helping the most vulnerable. The other piece is that we have treatments, as you're aware of. You know, we have evidence on losartan, which is an antidepressant medication that blocks the angiotensin II receptor when the virus enters. That could be a prophylactic, low-risk, FDA-approved product. Of course, we have the hydroxychloroquine and the ZPAC data, placebo-controlled data. We also have loads of big data, retrospective data that you can look at. And when you're in a wartime, you can't always do the pristine placebo-controlled studies quick enough.
Right.
And then at some point, it becomes unethical to not offer treatment and to put someone in a placebo group.
It becomes unethical at times in a war to put people in the placebo group, especially when you know it's almost a certain death sentence when giving them the hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin or the antibody plasma treatment or any other number of other hopeful treatments that are showing great progress. Friends, we got to win this thing. We got to win it. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. Yet one more doctor with great hope next on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if
if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or online at Lord's Diamonds.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, and we continue our special coronavirus coverage. The third doctor you're going to hear from tonight is Dr. Bill Grace. He is the former chief oncologist for St. Vincent's here in New York City. My guest is the former chief of oncology and cancer research at St. Vincent's Hospital in New York City. He is now in private practice in oncology, but he is very committed to this issue that we're talking about. And Dr. Bill Grace, memory serves me correct, we're on pace to get like 250 million doses made by pharmaceuticals very soon.
I would agree, yeah. And there are probably, you know, I look today, or just in the morning when I get up, I look, there are probably over 30 different products, different classes of drugs and different products that are being looked at for the war on against COVID-19.
All right. Dr. Grace, let me ask you about this then. What do we know? You said it's best used for people that are positive but have not been seriously affected yet so as to need hospitalization. How is it working from your perspective in terms of advanced cases? Are they still seeing some hope in those cases as well?
Yeah, my colleagues around the city who are pulmonologists and critical care specialists, They are telling me that they find very encouraging results with greater ability to get patients off of respirators, fewer of them needing respirators. And these are being largely given to anybody who is hospitalized and has respiratory complaints, with or without the need for a respirator. And so that they're seeing that this apparently is having some effect. I think that in the future, when we have enough product, we should be giving it to the walking wounded so they don't get into the hospital with respiratory complaints.
Right. Let me ask you about the situation in France and what you make of the fact that initially they were trying to poo-poo Dr. Didier Raoult's study. And now that it seems like a lot of doctors have decided to go ahead and use it, that even in France, they've changed their guidance and are now encouraging their doctors to make it the first line of defense. What causes the government to change its mind like that?
I think that the physicians themselves feel that they have no other choice. I mean, we didn't have any cheap active agents for this disease, and at least we had some anecdotal data that this would have some effectiveness. So doctors are going to, if you have nothing else, what do you have to lose? There was nothing right to lose, so they did it. And it's not like they were exhausting the financial status of France by using high-tech agents. These are all low-tech agents. Azithromycin and hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine have been around for decades.
Yeah. No, and proven very effective. I was talking to one doctor last week off the air, and he said that we've known antiviral properties of hydroxychloroquine for about, since the mid-1970s, I guess. They had seen it.
That's
have
correct.
Some. So, Dr. Grace, I so appreciate your time today. Do you think that there will be some, continued backlash against doctors like yourself that have tried to wave the flag and say, hey, this really works? Or do you think everyone is eventually just going to come to admit what you've already said? And the narrative will not be this is crazy Trump's crazy idea, but that actually the president turned out to be ahead of the game and everybody in medicine now agrees.
I think the latter case is going to be what you're going to see, at least from what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing. And I think that, it's just that the Trump administration, largely because he surprised everybody and got elected, that was his biggest crime. He outworked Hillary. And listen, I am a registered Democrat. But the president is doing everything I think a good president should do. And he shouldn't be castigated for doing the right thing.
And what you're saying, if I hear you correctly, what you're saying is doctors in the trenches, the real doctors working on the truly sick, see it similarly and are thankful that he's made this option available.
That's right. He's done all the right things and getting all the wrong backlash from people who are literally the biggest amount of bigotry I've ever seen in this world is against a president who has orange blonde hair. I mean,
wow.
It's bigotry. It's total bigotry. You see it on CNN and you see it in all the liberal stations that they are just biased, without any objective evidence for the president doing anything but the right thing.
Yeah. Dr. Bill Price, of formerly the chief of oncology and cancer research at St. Vincent's, he is now in private practice for oncology. And if you look him up online, you're going to see a lot of rave reviews about his service with patients that he's dealing with. And he admits patients to multiple hospitals across the New York tri-state area. We're grateful for your time today, sir. Thanks for being here.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Coming up, Mr. Mike Lindell is making a difference in the fight against coronavirus, and he took that fight to the podium of the White House. What happened next shocked everybody. Stay with us. Kevin McCullough, have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if
if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500, or online at Lord's Diamonds.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
So very glad to have you with us. Our special coverage of the fight against coronavirus continues. You know, one of the biggest areas of need for our nation is in all of the resource support. Masks, ventilators, heart equipment, gowns, gloves, robes, aprons for the hospitals, etc. And someone who's stepping up to the plate is the private sector. And this week, a private sector CEO, a good friend of ours, did just that. But what happened next was shocking.
God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word. Read our Bibles and spend time with our families.
I said yesterday in my column on townhall.com, you know, what was the mighty offensive thing that person right there, that raspy-voiced Minnesotan, what was it so offensive that made Twitter lose its God-given mind 2 days ago? It was that right there. He said that we read our Bibles and spend time with our families during this time that we are sheltering at home. I still don't understand why that's so offensive, so I thought I'd ask the man himself. Mr. Mike Lindell is back with us, the founder, originator of MyPillow, and somebody that I'm very, very proud to say I have seen God work in his life over the last number of years, and the further he goes in his Christian walk, the more bold he is, even from the White House podium in the Rose Garden.
Biden with the seal of the president in front of him saying, oh, I've got something to read off the cuff, Mr. President. Do you mind? Mike, welcome back. Good to have you.
Hey, Calvin, it's great to be back.
Now, in all seriousness, had you told him that you might have something off the cuff before you got up there? Or was that literally you spring it on him right then?
No, let me tell you how the little backstory on this. I was invited, you know, they found out, the administration found out I was making masks, had started full production, and I got invited to a round table at the White House by the vice president. So, and they had us write something. I thought, well, that's peculiar. I said, I wrote stuff before, and I was weird. It had to be pre-approved or something. So I fly out there and we have the round table and the vice president, there's some other executives from CEOs from a couple other companies. And none of them were reading what they wrote. And we got done. The president came in. We talked some more during the round table. And I said to the vice president, I said, as we got up to go out to leave, and I said, well, we didn't read these. He goes, oh, he might call you up to the podium to read them out there. And I was sitting in next to the Oval Office. We walked over to that room, and
right.
I just felt led by God to write a bunch of stuff. You know, I said, you know, as long as I'm going to be up there, I want to put a message of hope out to the people. And I just felt I was writing. I'm writing down all these notes and trying to write on the back of this. And all of a sudden, the president gets up. He goes, let's go. And he says, and so
well, he called you anyway, up there, and you were the first one. He said, Mike, get on up here. Come on up here.
Yeah, it was the first one. So we went outside, and I'm sitting there, and I'm going. And they had me positioned. I was sitting right in front of the podium. And I got up there, and as I'm reading it, I go, I want to get this message. I wonder if it's okay. And I turned and asked him, I said, now can I say something off the cuff? And he said, sure. And he was his look, because I couldn't hardly read my writing. It just came. I think God just took them words from me, you know, and spoke through me. And I really didn't expect the backlash, though. I'm glad. I'm happy, because I just keep doubling down for Jesus.
Yeah, Mike, let me ask you about that. And by the way, this is Mike Lindell. He is that MyPillow guy, as he's often referred to on the internet. In fact, I hope you didn't get offended, Mike, that's how I titled my piece yesterday. But I said, you know, it's interesting, because these people that criticized you, they went after you for what they thought was a violation of the Constitution. And in fact, if you understand the Constitution properly, what you did was an example of the Constitution. You illustrated the Constitution. You didn't violate the Constitution, and I'll get into that in a minute. But when you hear and when you see Mike's testimony, and when you know where he was just 7 or 8 years ago, a crack addict that was not living up to his potential, that was disappointing people that were around him, God gets a hold of his life, radically changes everything in his heart, and since then he's given and given and given and continues to give back. I was really, really, you know, Mike, I say this, I shouldn't say it. I'm not surprised, because you are on such offense for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of this world does not like that. And so the more bold you get, the tougher there, you know, the pushback is going to be. But it was just such a great moment. And as soon as I saw it happen, I immediately started praying for you, because I thought, oh boy, here they come now.
Oh, yeah. And they, you know, it's just, I've been attacked. That Jim Acosta, he was 10 feet from me. And all of a sudden, you know, I find out later the next day that he went out and said this bad statement about me. And I don't mind. Kevin, I can take the attacks, because I just double down. But when they try and use it against a president, and, you know, he had me there to talk about, you know, great manufacturers, you know, that we're making masks and we're helping get everybody engaged and showing the good hope that's going on there.
Right.
And I said that myself. I put it out there. And these guys, I had a late night show host, Jimmy Fallon, says, well, tonight we have a bunch of guests on, and rumor has it we have the MyPillow guy. He's going to come out and talk about nothing, basically calling God nothing. You know, these are horrible things that people are saying out there. And I just, I just doubled down. I said, you know, it's like my ads, Kevin, when they were trying to boycott me there. They said, you know, boycott Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And the other ones say, don't boycott him. He'll double his ass. We see enough of that guy. Well, they should have learned their lesson then, because this is like that only tenfold. Every show I've been on, I'm going, you know, I meant what I said and they say what I mean.
Yeah, no. And that's one thing. If anybody gets to know you, they find that out very quickly. We're speaking with Mike Lindell. We're going to take a real quick commercial break and be right back. But Mike, when you broke down the actual time that you spent talking, you spent nearly 2/3 of the time that you had, about 3 minutes up there. You spent about 2 of those minutes identifying what the company was doing to respond to the crisis, and less than a minute saying what you said about God and the Bible at the end. And it was like the nation almost didn't even know about what you had said to begin with. So when we come back, I want to talk about what MyPillow is doing specifically to help fight coronavirus. We're speaking with someone that I really just cherish as a very dear friend, Mike Lindell, the President, founder, creator, originator of MyPillow.com. And of course, if you want to get some great pillows today, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. In fact, I think you're going to get something like 60% off anything on the website when you use that promo code tonight. And it's a good way to help support a company that is providing now 50,000 hospital masks a day. And they're not making a dime off of them. They're getting them back to the hospitals at cost. That's it. 800-506-2641. Mike Lindell continues with us here on Radio Night Live when we continue. I'm Kevin McCullough. Kevin McCullough, have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape, and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warrantied for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500, or online at Lord's Diamonds.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575.
is our special coronavirus coverage at Radio Night Live, and this is really a joint production of Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live, the production staffs of both of, of my shows coming together, because the information we're getting out every day, and you can follow it at my Twitter feed, at KMC Radio. You can go and subscribe to the podcast at iTunes or at SoundCloud, but we are focused on one thing until we have defeated this hidden enemy. We are devoted to giving you the news that is hopeful, the news that is bringing about the signs of what can be, where we are going to be when we are done with this. And I believe, like the president, that we will come back. But friends, we need that good news, especially in these discouraging days. I continued my conversation with Mike Lindell. Take a listen. Mike, as I said before we went to the break, it took you 53 seconds total to say what you said about God and the Bible and spending time with our families, you know, such controversial things. But you spent the first two-thirds of your speech actually identifying two initiatives that MyPillow's engaged in. One is in the production of the masks, and that's a huge help. Everybody knows how desperately needed those are. But you also spent some time identifying what you as a company are going to be willing to do to help other companies face the strategic challenges that are going to be facing them as they're coming back into the marketplace at the end of this. Talk a little bit about why those two initiatives in particular caught your imagination.
Well, yeah, I just want, you know, I want to help. You know, Kevin, I've always, that's my passion, is to help people. And when we had the hurricanes and we had the fires in California, and this is, we're up against an anomaly in history, I think. And I wanted to, there's two things. You got your immediate things that we're making our, over, we got up to 50,000 masks per day with the cloth masks that we're making. And those are needed right now at the hospitals. We're shipping out daily. And then the other ones, we even have access. It looks like we're going to have access to the N95s, because as people start, we start opening up, I think these businesses, they need, you know, they have to be safe. And, you know, even the ones out there, I want to put this in here, the essential businesses that are out there, you need to set an example right now, because I don't want to go into a grocery store and not have masks in there and not have your employees wearing gloves and protect it. I went in a grocery store yesterday and I was very upset. I'm going, you know, here's other businesses that are shut down, and then you're sitting there and you're getting your business is open, but you're not protecting the public. And I think that's appalling. And I think that they should absolutely be, they should be set the example. And MyPillow, Kevin, it wasn't just getting everything ready to work. I had to make my employees safe. What we do there, and I want everyone to listen, we've got people at the door to make sure that they're wearing masks and sanitizer. One person comes through at a time to work, and they have to get their mask on, wash their hands, get sanitized. Then they go to their sewing machine or whatever workstation. They're 10 feet from everybody, and then they can go on break whenever they want. We don't have set schedules now, so they can be alone. They don't have to go in groups. So, I mean, every company should be doing that right now. I want to feel safe when I go in the gas station or the grocery store.
Sure.
So I want everyone out there listening. That's the first step that we got to do. They got to set the example.
Mike, I'm so proud of you. Thank you for representing your God and your faith and yourself and your company and this country so faithfully when given the opportunity. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. God bless.
Thank you, friends, for doing everything that you can. Send this episode, send this podcast to someone who needs some encouragement tonight. You'll be glad you did. I'm Kevin McCullough. Next hour's on the way.